From NPR News, it's Day to Day. There is more evidence today that mortgage foreclosures and defaults on subprime loans continue to ripple throughout the broader housing industry. The National Association of Realtors reported today that sales of existing homes in June dropped nearly 4%. That is worse than expected and the slowest sales rate in 4.5 years. Joining us now to talk about it is John Dimsdale of Marketplace. So, John, 4%, four is a number, doesn't sound too bad, but apparently this is a pretty negative report.
It is. You have to look pretty hard to find anything good here. All sections of the country are reporting hefty declines in sales, and that's worrisome for the overall economy since housing is such a big part of it. Sales were especially bad in the Northeast, which was down 7.3%, and out west, dropping 6.8%. There are some contradictory trends in the report. For example, the median price of an existing home went up just a bit to $230,000. Now, that seems counterintuitive given that all these foreclosures should be putting a lot of lower-priced homes on the market. But housing experts say that what's really happening is that the sales of cheaper homes are dropping so much that people who used to go for a subprime loan, those are the ones with the adjustable rates and the balloon payments after a few years, they're not even trying anymore. So what at first blush looked like good news is really bad news.
Now, John, we know you don't have a crystal ball there with you, but any projections on how long this housing slump might last?
Well, there was a sobering warning yesterday from Countrywide Financial. That's the country's biggest mortgage lender. They don't expect a housing recovery until 2009. And the prospect that these problems are going to linger that long prompted a big sell-off in the stock market yesterday. And today's report on home sales had a similar effect on the market. What's especially bad in Countrywide's assessment was their claim that even creditworthy homeowners are falling behind in their mortgage payments. They said more than 5% of their home equity borrowers are past due on their payments, and that level was only 2.2% a year ago. And as these home prices fall, homeowners lose their equity and have a harder time keeping up, and all this raises fears of even more foreclosures.
What's the bigger picture here? Is there any evidence that the housing slowdown is having a bigger impact and affecting the economy as a whole?
Oh, sure. You know, as borrowers default on these loans, investors, the ones who put up the money to begin with, are taking a bath. Hedge funds that invested heavily in these loans have been collapsing. And look at the dollar. Its value against foreign currencies in Europe and Asia has fallen to record lows. And that's largely because of worries that this housing slump, combined with other imbalances, like the trade gap, is becoming a real drag on the U.S. economy.
Thanks so much, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.